But we need to apologize first and foremost for the inconvenience to the traveling public at large. Back to school just being out there and early morning, people are looking to get to work. There are individuals who want to get to the airport from the hotels. There are people who had specially prearranged events that they had to cancel and so on. So if you have any sort of disruption in the thoroughfare, it has significant negative impact. So apologies are in place. The National Works Agency and the contractor somehow had their thing messed up because they worked through the night, from what I understand, but it went into the early morning. And because of that overrun of time, caused a bottleneck situation. Because where they were working, there's no other alternatives right at the Island Village thoroughfare. So that is really a bottleneck. There's no rerouting of traffic right there. So we've insisted that they don't have the contractor be sanctioned, and at the same time, they're looking to ensure that there's no recurrence of what happened any other day moving forward.